nun gimel kuf nun beis amet beis tano rabbonon vaharuach toshu el holakim asher nisono. This is the end of the pasuk v'yoshu ha'ofor al ha'oret k'shehoye v'ruach toshuv elokim asher nisono. So Chazal darshan from the yitter haloshen asher nisono to no loy, which the neshame, the ruach, Marsha says, is going on the neshame, nishmat ruach hayim. So no loy k'moy shenisono loch b'tahara. Just like the neshama was given to the person b'tahare, ab ato b'tahare. So when the neshama is returned, it should be in the same condition the way it was lent to. Moshe lemelech basal v'dom shecholak bigdei malchus lavodo. So the Marsha says cholak bigdei malchus means it was lent. These begodim were lent to his avodim. Pikhim shebohen kiplum vehinichum bekufse. The pikhim folded them up, and these begodim were put in a kufse, in a oita. The Ben Yoyoda says the nimshal is that the neshame should also be put in an oita. The Yiras Hashem hi aitzoroi. That the shimush that the neshame is used to the goof should be only in dvorim hanegeim liyiras Hashem, and that's what they did. V'nichum bekufse tipshim shebohen hol chubasa be'en meloche. They used the neshame, and as the Ben Yehuda says, all the koiches that come with the neshame, they used it for their minyanim, not for inyanei shemayim. Liyamim bikeish hamelech eskelo. The voice hayamim, the melech wanted back the kelim that he lent out. The chelik alakam imal that was given, the Rabbeinu Shalom wanted back. Pikrin shebem achzirim loik shehein meguhotzim. The pikrin return it, the beautiful shehein meguhotzim, pressed. Tipshin shebem achzirim loik shehein meluchloch. The Tipshim returned it to the Melech, who was Meluchlach. Samach HaMelech Likras Pikhim. The Melech was very happy with the Pikhim, their whole anhoge. V'koas Likras Tipshim. And he was Koyes Kenega the Tipshim. Al Pikhim Omar. And the begodim of the pikrim, he said, yinosnu kli liyotzo. These kalim should go back to the oitzo. Vehem yelchu levoteyem. And they should go to their bayis, lisholem. Al tipshim omar kli yinosnu lekoyveis. The keli has to be washed. Vehem yischapshu beveis asurim. And they have to be in prison. Lekrashi, asher nisona kro yiseiro hu lidoresh habizoyer shetishiveno eilo. The neshame should be returned kimosh nisona lo, the way it was given, nikiyo beli ovein. Kli yinosnu liyotza. The kelim should be put in the yotza. Lahatzniyam, to put them away. Avzuti nosein tachas kisei akovit. The neshame goes tachas kisei akovit. Lekoiveis, by the rishoim, so the kelim have to be clean. Lelavnon. Avzuli gehenem letzel from shom. Beveis ho asurim bechoyshech beloi oiro beshalvo. So now the Gemara says pshat in the nimshul. Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al gufon shel tzadikim oimer yavoi shalom. Yanuchu al mishkevoisam. Val nishmosan hu oimer bohoiso nefesh adoini tzruro b'tzrei rachayim. Al gufan shal rishoyim uaymer, ein sholem omar Hashem l'rishoyim, al nishmosan uaymer veis nefesh oivecho yikaleno besoich kaf hakola. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, kaf hakola roichev haritzue shenoisein ha'even l'soicho l'kaleya asuyo ke'ein kaf. The poshet etaych would seem we're speaking about a slingshot. So the ritzue, it seems there used to be like a cup, a pocket to hold the stones which were shot with the slingshot. So roiche v'ritzue shenayse neven l'soyche l'kalei asuye kemin cup. The tzreir achayim es Hashem olekecho imoy bekisoy. This is Dvorim Amukim, perhaps a little bit to understand the inyan of Kaf HaKela and the inyan of the Guf, the inyan of the Tzreir HaChayim. Let us start what we're speaking about the Guf. The Zatzavo from the Chayodom, it's called Beis Avrom, and he writes as follows. And I found the Maral says the same thing also. L'chol Adam yesh kli emtzoi v'hu memutze bein ha-nefesh la-haguf. A person is given a nefesh, neshama shenasata bi, and then there's a guf. The neshama in this guf cannot connect. There has to be an in-between. So this kli emtzoi v'hu memutze bein ha-nefesh la-haguf v'hu mishkan ha-nefesh. This is the base kibble where the nefesh is, and this kli memutze is, can contact or be, or have a shaykhis with the guf adam. V'zehu, this mishkan ha-nefesh, v'zehu nikra guf shel adam. When the psukim, or when chazal speak about the guf, that the guf is yanuchu al mishkavoysam, or al gufon shel rishoyim oimer ein sholem omar Hashem. So this mishkan, ha-nefesh, that is called the guf. Avol ha-choymer, the basar v'dam, nikra besar odom. That's not the odom. The guf shel odom is the zaruchni yistike guf, which is a memutza between the nefesh and the besar ha-odom. V'chol ha-oinshim, v'dinei ha-kever, v'gehenim, kulam nemar al gufa amiti. So we're not speaking about that which is mutl v'kever, that is eiru boso yalbisheni, that is a levush to the guf ha-amiti, and then there's a nefesh and a neshomet. So what we are speaking about over here, these oinshim are speaking about the ruchni yistike guf, or the Tanugim are also speaking about Yovei Sholem Yenucho Al Mishkevoisam. The inyan of Tzreir HaChayim, Rav Chaim Veloshner Nefesh HaChayim says a Yisod, perhaps this, we can understand perhaps a little what the inyan of Tzreir HaChayim is. Nefesh HaChayim in Shar Aleph, he says as follows. There are different elamais. He's speaking about the elamais ha'oyaynais. The gol elamais ha'oyaynais. So he says as follows. Hachitzainiyais shel kol partzuf v'oylam. The outermost chelik of each oylam. That's the smallest chelik of each oylam. Mispashet umislabesh bahaparzuf vahoilom shetachtov. So this becomes mislabesh in the oilom that is underneath it. Vinaseloi lipnimiyis unishome. So the chitzainiyis of the oilom shalamaila, that's the smallest chalik or the lowest chalik of the oilom shalamaila, that becomes nispashit in the oilam shalamata, that the oilam which is underneath it, and that becomes the pnimius in the neshame of that oilam. Now he explains a little more. V'chol ha'ilamais nichlalim v'nechlokim l'dalet ki yadua. There are four ha'ilamais ha'yoynis which we are speaking about. Shehein ha'ifanim, there's a ha'ilam of ha'ifanim, v'hachayais, and this chayais ha'kodesh, this is ha'ichet ha'ilam. Then there's v'kisei kevoidai, which is an ha'ilam ha'kisei, which is an ha'ilam over that. And then the highest oilam is Vatilas Kotcha Yisborach. V'nishmas kol echad hu ha'oilam sha'olov. For example, v'hachayoi, he says the oifanim are misnaig al yidei hachayois. V'hachayois misnagim al yidei oilam hakisei. V'nishmas hachayim shel hakisei. What is the nishmas hachayim? This is the olam ha'atzilus. Hu soy shoyresh ha'elyoin shel klolois nishmais Yisrael yachad. Shu yoyser govoya u'ma'oid na'le gam me'akisei. So al koponim, we see in Yisod the klolis nishma, the shoyresh of the klolis of nishmas Yisrael. That is the neshame of the, that is the neshame of the oilam akisei. So al koponim, the inyan of tzreir achayim, it seems that the neshames are zeiche to go back to their shayrish. That's the tachas kisei yakovit. So this is al koponim, a little to understand this musik, which is mestama the highest madrege. This is the oilam atzilus, which is the highest madrege. The Indian of Yekalena Besoich Kaf Hakela, which we are, have a very blurry image, Malachi Chabolah are using a slingshot and the Neshama is being thrown from one corner to another corner. The Marsha says, and the Indian of Kaf Hakela, and I found the Goyin in Mishle also says this, the Marsha says as follows. Yesh bozeh ha-maimer soid gilgul nishamas. This inyan that the Pasuk is speaking about, yikaleno b'soich kaf ha-kela, so this is the soid of gilgul nishamas. What does that mean? Shenefesh odom sheloi zocho b'chayo, a person who went through this world and it wasn't zoiche, to accomplish what it should have accomplished, nitna ad gimel pa'amim beguf acherim. So there are three chances that this neshame could be nizgalgul, could come back to a different guf, and there's another chance. Ula yizdachech an neshame sham. That what is a the lotion of kaf hakela miguf el guf. That means it is thrown. It does not have a menuche. It is put from one guf to another guf. The Goyin in Mishlei says kimat the same thing. The Goyin in Mishlei, Kapitel Yudalef Pasuk Dalet, he says, the Bakanta Gemore, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, before the Ptire, was crying, he was afraid of the Oimek Adin, and he was afraid, Shuha Yisrani, Yisrani, Isser Oilam, I can be imprisoned forever. So the Goyin says, Yisrani, Hu Kaf Hakela, Shebezeh Nichlal Sug HaGilgul. This is the Inyan of Gilgul Neshomet, but here the Goyin is Maisiv. Sha'oisrim oisai b'makayim, she'ni yoche lotzais misham. That the neshama is imprisoned in a place that it can't leave that place. And later he speaks about it more ba'ariches, he speaks about gilgul ha'nefoshais b'daimem tzoymeyach chai medaber. So it seems from the Goyin says there's an inyan gilgul in not only the Marsha says there's a gilgul of gimel pomim begufi sacherem. The Goyim says this, he speaks about a Gilgul b'medaber, but there's a Gilgul b'doimim tzaymei achai. The Pesher Advorim I found in Chesed Lavrom, Zayde from the Chido, and he says as follows, Gimel pomim nizgalgul b'gever. The first three chances, there's a din Gilgul b'odomacher. Pam Dalit, then already, if this doesn't work, so then there's a more difficult Gilgul, then there's a Gilgul b'behemet tahoire, and azoy vaita, then there's a Gilgul b'behemet meyeh, a Gilgul b'doimim. That is the Indian of Kafa Kela. It seems that the neshama does not find its menuche. Agav Ulche, the Ramchal, he says there's a gewaldike chilek between the Gilgul begufa Adam and the Gilgul bedaimem or betzaimeyach or in a beheime. He says when a neshama is nizgalgul beguf acher, the neshama is unaware bechlal of its matziv. Like the neshama doesn't know this is the zazamensh, zazamensh. He doesn't remember. He doesn't know his matziv at all. When this doesn't help and there's already a Gilgul in a behemoth, tzedos, so then the neshama knows very well its matziv, that it is a neshama, and now it finds itself in a behemoth or in a daimim, and he says, the tzar rachmona nitzlan is shrekla, being aware of what the neshama is, who the neshama is, and the matziv finds itself now, it is a shrekleche oynish. This is al koponim, the Indian of Yekaleno Beseich Kafakola. Tanya Rabbi Elezer Oimer. Nishmoson Tzel Tzadikim Genuzoi Tachas Kisei Yaakovit. The Nishomis are Tachas Kisei Yaakovit. Shedema Vahoyso Nefesh Adoini Tzura Betzroi Rachayim. Vishal Rishoyim Zoymemois Vahoylchais. So here on the side it says a pshat zaymemois vahilchay shenema vesnevesh evech yekalena beseich kafakela. So here it says perish the dayik midiloy omar yekalena bikafakela veomar beseich kafakela mashma shehi chavushe ukvusha beseich kafakela. We are picturing an Indian of a slingshot, so usually if you have a slingshot, so you pull the rubbery chalik and the stone shoots out. That would be, if it would say, b'chafakela. Since it says, b'seich kafakela, ve'enoi yoitzos mimenu. That means that the neshama remains in the kaf. Umalach mi malache chavole mikaleya oisa ritzua lekan o lekan. Vizel loshin zoymemoy. That means that in the kaf, the neshama remains, but the distance that the kaf goes, it's zomum in the kaf. Omalei rabbe le rav nachman. Shel beinen imai. So here we had learned about two extremes. Tzadikim, nishmosam, betzrei rachayim. Rishoyim is bekaf hakela. What's with beinen im? Omalei. Icha shchribna loy omri lechu. Isha chivne. If I would have died, loy omri lechu, hay milse. Hochi oma shmuel, eilu ve'eila, ledoime nimsorim. So this pshat, Isha chivne, the Ben Yehuda says, that means he told him that, a good thing you asked him, because I was the only one that heard this from Shmuel, and if you wouldn't ask me, and Isha chivne, so you would never know this. This was, Shmuel was megala this to me. That what? Eilu ve'eilu l'doymenim sod. The neshames of the beninim, the neshames of the rishoyim, are given over to a malach that is called doymen. Halalu yesh lahen menoyach. The beninim, he says, litzreir b'tzreir achayim, this a beinani cannot be zayde. But they under the reshus of doime, they have menuche. Halalu ein lahem menuche. The others, the reshoim, don't have any menuche. That is the einish of kaf hakela. Zot Rashi, zayme meis me bizmama de pauzalo chavusha is peveis hasoya. Eilu ve'eilu reshoim ubeinanim ledoime malach hamamuna ala ruchais. Zog de Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Mori asidim tzadikim dahava afro. The tzadikim will disintegrate and they'll become afro. Here, Pashut was speaking about the gufa tzadikim. Tchsi v'yoshoi he'afro ala oret kshahoya. That's a member of Rav Mori. Now we have a very interesting mindset. Hanu kapoloi dave kopli ba'are de Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman had hired people to dig in his property. They were digging. All of a sudden it seems they came on an unknown kever. And this kever was kavur Rav Achoy bar Yashir. So nocha bohu Rav Achoy bar Yashir. So Rashi learns Pshat Goa. A very disturbing thing. He's buried over there. Now they're digging over him. So he screamed at them. Others learn Nocha is a Loshni sneeze. No, Amir Adike Maise. Va'omru lei, also va'omru lei Rav Nachman. So they came to Rav Nachman. The diggers went away as quick as possible. Nocha bon gavre. There's a person buried underneath and he started screaming at us. Also, so Rav Nachman came, Va'omalei, ma niu ma, who are you? Omalei, ano achoi ba yashir. Omalei, he says, ich verstehe nicht. V'lav, oma Rav Mori, asidi tzadiki bahava afre, how could you be here? This is supposed to be offer, zetra, apostle. Omalei, umani mori dolo yadanalei. I wish to disagree with him, and he doesn't hold. Doesn't know that he's not right. Omalei vakroksi. He says, okay, Mori, you're entitled to him. Some of you is not older, but Mori also. Aba vakroksi v'yoshev ha'ofer ala oret. He brought a pasuk on Mori. Kshehoya. Omalei, so Rav Achoy told him that kroyech keheles, the one who taught you keheles, lo yekrayech mishle. He didn't teach you mishle. You learned keheles without mishle. Tchsiv urikav atzama is kine. That the kine that a person has, that brings, that disintegrates the bone. Kol mi sheyesh kine beliboy atzmois of malkivim. Kol she'ein loy kine beliboy ein atzmois of malkivim. So that what the shava offer could only be that it should be bamish disintegrating. This is dafka, a person that has kine. A person that doesn't have kine is memela, so that Thomas remain. God amoyre de ketshuvis chsam sefer. They once, there was a chotzer that belonged to a goy, and all of a sudden they found, and Kahanim used to walk through this chotzer keseder, and they found a matzeva in the chotzer from a few hundred years back. And they said, Yiddish Oisis dot and thus. So they asked the Chassam Sefer if one has to declare if it was a Beis Olam. Maybe a few hundred years ago this was a Beis Olam and now it's a chotzer of the guy. So there were many shilas involved in the shila. One of the tzadim leheter was, I feel that there was a few hundred years ago, a Beis Olam, but Mistama, everything disintegrated already. So Mamela, that was one of the tzadim of Heter. So that's Chassam Sefer says we can't be matter, because the Gemara says Rekav Atzomis Kine Komish Yesh by Kine is Mamela Atzmois of Makim. You didn't have a Cheskas Kashkas. We can't be matter als this Heter. There was other tzadim leheter. They only found a Matzeva. They didn't find any dust. There was other tzadim leheter. But this Heter, one cannot rely on, because this is the recovering of the Thomas is only totally with kinne. Chazyei de izbei mashoshe. So he touched him, he saw a psazoi mekenem on top and do. This rabachoi is meiridik. Omar lei, sach meiridik, meretach mit ameitz, and he knows where he knew better than him, Novi, and thus, he told him, apostle can tell us, leike ma le gavi de beise. Bus looks to do, in the rel, come inside. He's right going. I feel a novi you don't know. Neviim is Ksuvim was written Ruach HaKodesh. Navi is more than that. But Navu, Dechsi v'idatem keni Hashem bepischi es kiburay seich. That es kiburay seichem ba'aloisi eschem mikiburay seichem imi. Azoi shtei posik. So my male fakelt is a gezeire that the mason have to be in the kvoris. They'll get out of the kvoris by trias a mason. Stamos is a hefgewelt. It's so my male, what are you inviting me to come to your house? Oh my loy, voksiv ki offer ato vel offer toshu. Now today went to chumash already. He said, but he still didn't understand. He said vel offer toshu. So Memele, so the Marsha explains. Now this was said, Marash explains, this was said to other Marishan. So Memele, so this Klov El Alofor Toshu, so whoever comes out from other Marishan can be better than other Marishan. So Memele, this you tell me, Yenna Posik Hina, good, Hina Neha. But this Posik was said to other Marishan, El Alofor Toshu, so Lemai says, this, so everyone has to, disintegrate to become awful. Yeah, this pasuk that will be a sho'achas koydem tchiyas ha'meisim. Then there will be al awful toshu. The Marsha explains that just like b'shas the bria was a bria of yesh mi'ayim, so by tchiyas ha'meisim the Ben Shalom wants also to be a bria yesh mi'ayim. So therefore, Sha'achas Koidim Tchiyas HaMeisim, all the Neftorim will disintegrate in order to make, that should be a Sha'achas HaDabriya Yesh Miayim. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Kapuloi, Dav afra filo tzadikim nirkovim vanasim eifa, kapuloi choyprim. Nocha behu ravachoi, goar behu ravachoi. So you need parsha. He was buried there. Lo yadan lo yveni chosh lidvor. Mishi esh lo kine vetachas al chaveiroi vahim his atzomes become nirka. Atzmoisov markivim ve'olav nemar ve'yoshev el ha'ofa. Leikemar le'gavai de'veise yovi adoini le'bayit. Ve'pisri ba'loisi ad she'yaleno ha'kodesh bo'ch mikibroiseinu en lono rishus lalos. Ve'hotzi ve'el ofa toshu ve'hai lekelomeime b'rshoim l'chudayu. Ve'chol klo loisov shel odom harishim kol de roisov shoven behem. Al Kochach, he said, this is speaking about Sho'achas Koidim. Let the Gemara write. Omer la Yahud Tzedoki la Rababo, Amrisu Nishmoson Shal Tzadikim Gnuzois Tachas Kisei Yaakov. You tiny that the Nishomis of Tzadikim Agnuzois Tachas Kisei Yaakov. Ube Tamye. Ube Tamya means Ube is a loshon of Oiv, the kishuv of Oiv, a balas Oiv. Tamya is the balas Oiv, or Oisik with Atzomis. Heichi aske lishmur benegida. Put down in Nach, Vakanta Maise, that Shol found himself in a very difficult predicament. He did not know what to do. Should he go to Milchama? Shouldn't he go to Milchama? And he wasn't getting any results from the Nevi'im, from the Urim V'Tumim. It was an Einish. So out of desperation, he went to Abal HaSoiv. He disguised himself. And he went to Abal HaSoiv, and they told her to bring up Shmuel HaNovi. And she brought up Shmuel HaNovi. So Memela, this is a Maisa that's brought in now. So the Tzedoki asked him, if the Neshama is Mitzrei Rachayim, how can a Balas Oy bring it up a Kishuv? That means the Balas Oy, they have connections, there's Koiches HaTume, Koiches HaKishuv, but that doesn't reach till the Mitzrei Rachayim. Their Mokei Mashlit is in a much lower level. So how was it able to be Moshech the Neshama of Shmuel HaNovi? Amalei Hosam B'Soich Shneim Osa Chodesh Habe. So he answered that it was B'Soich Shneim Osa Chodesh. The Stanya, Kol Yud Beis Chodesh Gufay Kayim V'Nishmosay Oyla V'Yeredet. The Neshama, the first 12 months, there's a kesha between the neshama and the guf. Acha yud beis chodesh, a guf bottle, the nishmasai oila vishuv eina yoredes. That's Emerson is a meiridike shuvasarat baz. L'chayre, the way he says, I mean, he tells through this Gemara, but the mice is very unclear. The mice with the balas oiv. All of a sudden, Shaul HaMelech had disguised himself, and because Shaul HaMelech killed out all the balas oivs, and there was one left, he disguised himself. And all of a sudden, she started screaming, and she realized that he's Shaul HaMelech. And so Chazal asked, what did she see? What did she realize? So Chazal tell us that something very interesting happened. Normally, this Balas Oiv, when they bring up, the Balas Oiv is able to see who they're speaking to, and the Koil, the one who the Balas Oiv brought it up for, is able to hear. There's a Riyah and a Shmiyah. It comes in two Chalokim. B'kitzer, so the Seder, how this Kishif works, which there are Koiches HaTume, when they bring up the goof, so the goof comes up upside down. That it's Raglov Lamaila and Roshe Lamata. And here, when Shmuel came up Afaket, it was Roshe Lamaila and Raglov Lamata. So she chapped that Mestame, this was because Lakovit Shol, and that's why it happened. That's why she chapped that this was Shaul HaMelech. The Radba says, Amoyre Dikizach. The Radba says that they had certain koiches to put into the goof, and L'chayre, this is again speaking about the Ruchni, sticky goof. It's koiches HaTumet to schlep up this goof, and the goof, finished V, since it's on a different oilam, there's kruzim that come out, they know Asidis, they know more or less what is going to happen from the Kruzim. So they were able to bring up this goof through Koiches HaTume. And then they were able to speak to this goof, and the goof was able to megala certain things. That was the derech of this Balas Oy. And she went through the same process and wanted to bring up the goof of Shmuel HaNovi. Rabbi Yishlam saw this, so he didn't want this Guf Kodesh and Toyer should be Nivga with Koiches HaTumah from this Balasai. So in the time when the Koiches HaTumah was supposed to enter, so the Neshame of Shmuel HaNovi, the Rabbi Yishlam made, didn't come out the Chlau to the Balasai. It came out to the Rabbi Yishlam that the Neshame of Shmuel came into the Guf. And that's what happened. So Shmuel came up. Hey, she was only a Goyrim. She wanted to bring him up to the Koiches HaTumah. And Lamaise, he came up through the Koiches HaKedushas, Neshama came up. Ben Shlom sent his Neshama. I wanted to be moisif one nekuda. Rav Chaim Volozhin sagt in an oath that once on the Maral, I can never find it, but the Rav Chaim Volozhin says came out the same thing. The pasuk says ki ha'odam eitz hasode. A person is similar to a tree. Good. But they say that if you look at the Gidul Ha'adam, he also looks like a tree. Watch that he looks like a tree. His hair is similar to the roots, and he's an upside-down tree. The hair is similar to the roots, and you look at the hands and the feet, so that's like this. So the body is the trunk, and the 2 feet coming out are like branches coming out. That's... But Rav Chaim Volozhin explains it. Why does he look like an upside-down tree? Because the roots are from where the yinik is. So the yinik of the Adam is milamailo. So therefore the roots are, that's why he's head first. By the koiches atume, they went up, the head down and the feet came up first. Why? Because the whole yinik of us was milamato. When Shmuel Hanavi came, so he came milamailo. That's why he came up head first. So the shiroshim was lamailo. But al koponim, it seems that he didn't want to tell him this. The tzedoki, the way the Radbaz is mevayah the maise, so the kasha of the tzedoki find tom bechlau nishton. That means he asked the neshame, the bechlau of nishmosu, the kedushas tachas kisa kovid. So how could they bring up the kishuv? First of all, it wasn't brought up the kishuv. Then the goof lechayre, the way the Radbaz explains it, the goof pachlala tachnitzim kisei yakovit. It's very unclear. He got goes on this gemara. That's how he explains the maisa that happened. Al kaponim, he answered him that it was toich yud beis chaydish for the ptire, and toich yud beis chaydish, so mamela the neshama is oila v'yoyret. Achi yud beis chaydish aguf botol v'nishmasa oila v'shuv eina yeredet. Zog taisviz v'nishmasa oila. Oh, what's the Rashi? Rashi says, uvi etamye balas oiv. Shemishtamesh ba'atzomis. Tamye b'loshen arami atzomis. Empirish rav hai. The perusha shall tarif bayishu molei tamye molei atzom. The negide ken kerel machashefe shall oiv boloshen arami. The taisu nishmosai oile vishuveni eredes. Af al pi kain. So taisu says, even though that's the normal seide, kshehiroitsi eredes. Sometimes the neshama can go down. Kehide la'el, the rab ache bar yashiye. I mean, Saisa says Rab Achi bar Yashia could not have spoken the Nishmas Ruach v'Yipach ba'ap of Nishmas Ruach Chaim, the Ruach Memalolo, the Koyach HaDibur was only through the Neshama. So if Rab Achi bar Yashia was able to speak, Al Kochach the Neshama was in the goof. So sometimes it could come down. Eina Yeredes is loved up. He maised the Rabbeinu the Cheskes Abaten, Tavet Mitzayin Marose, Rabbi Noah was Mitzayin Ma'oris, that people should know, Kahanim, Oiskim Betare should know with the Kvorim underneath. Ki moto le Marose da Avrom Avinu, when he came to the Ma'ore of Avrom Avinu, Ashkeche le Yeliezer, Eved Avrom, the Koya above it, he met Eliezer there, Omalei Maiko Oved Avrom, what's Avrom Avinu doing now? Omalei Neil Venese, and he writes, it was a ganze Shmuz. Af al pishen is mosai hoise gnuza mitachas kise Yaakov. The bavai stois. It's not that normal. But it seems there are times when the neshama could come down. That's what Taisus wants to take care of. So Be'emerson, the Yin Yaakov says, so Be'emerson, they could have told them, they didn't have to tell them the teretz of Yud Beis Chaydish. They could have told them, I mean, we see that if Elalachi Yud Beis Chaydish, if the neshama somehow has a interest of to come down, it can come down. Al Kaponim, they didn't want to be Megala to the Tzedoki, all the Yesodis. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Yehuda, Berei de Rav Shmuel, Bar Shilas, Mishmei de Rav. מהספיידוי של אדם ניקה עם בן האילם הבאו עם לב. From the hesped of a person, one is able to discern if this is a ben, if the nifter is a ben oilam habo or not. The Ben Yoyoda explains, even though we know kol yisrael yesh lam chelek loilam habo, there's a ben oilam habo and a chelek loilam habo. A chelek loilam habo says eventually we'll get oilam habo, but you need a siyua to get there. The vial is a noch nish dorten. A ben oilam habo is someone that is, there are no ikuvim right after the ptiri yishayin a ben oilam habo. So he said, so Rav Yudah bereid Rav Shmuel ba'ashilas mishmei the Rav said, mehespedei shalodom, how the hesped is, how the halgosha of the oilam is, one can tell if he's a ben oilam habo. Shim kosher hoya, הקל בייחנולו ומיירידן דמוי ומסאפרים שבוכה. This is mistame, this is so this is a simen. Bechi is something that does not come naturally. So memele, if there's bechi, meiriden dmoy, hakel bayichinolo, umesaprin shvoche, so that is a simen, he's a ben oilam haba. Ain't it? Fragt die Gemorre, wo homa lei Rav, le Rav Shmuel bar Shilas. Rav told Rav Shmuel bar Shilas, achem baspeide da hosem kaina. Rav told Rav Shmuel bar Shilas, he should make a very warm hespit, da hosem kaina. So let us see Rashi. So let us see what the kash is, and what Rav told him. Achim behespeide da hosem ko imno. Bishas misosi his amit behespet shali. You should start sechon to make a good hespet. She yischamamu doilam zol devarmt werden. Viyichmeru rachmei ha'oimdim viyivku. That means the success of the hespet is many times taller in the maspet. So he told them you should make a good hespet. Da hosem kaimna vishas hespet. Ve eshman al hir eich tischame. Halme itzrich le rav. So what's the kashe? Halme itzrich le rav la zure yas peide. Have it be mazem to make the sure to make a good hespet. Ve given the rav gavre rabbe. Ga rav is a gavre rabbe. U ben hoy lam abo. Loma leila zuri. So why do you have to be mazer? Ha omar me has feidoi niker. Ha ben oilam abo von sich allein weinzer. You don't need a maspid to be ma'ire di oilam. En for the gemore, loy kashe. Ha de mechamu lei ve ochim. Ha de mechamu lei ve loy ochim. Zogt Rashi. Ode mechame mim leila speide wa ochem. Leulam chamu mi boi. Me weet niet van zich alleen. Je heeft de warm on de oilam. She ein bnei odom nichmorim kolkach. Al zoke. Al zoke no, al te yid, es dos, es vos, es weinzach net azot. Umiyu le odem chosid ki mechame moi behespeide. But if you'll be ma'ira them, zaken ahin, zaken aher, is bachel kulu. Ulami she'ein ha'ichosid kol kach, mechamem ulei, v'loi mechamem. So me'mele, there's a psaninyin to be mechamem. This lashon of the Gemara, achim bespeide dahosim ka'imne, Rashi says pshat, eistis that v'shasa heshped v'eshma eich tischamim. But I'm there, I'm listening. Others say pshat, I think the lachmei toide says pshat, that Mrs. Sadikim is a inyan of kapore, a kolbi, a tzadik is Mrs. Tzadikim is mechaper, so the tzadik is considered like a kolben for the klal. Just like by kolbonis, A kolben was only mechape if there was vidui and tshuve b'fnei a kolben. So me meile, if I care, that was the tachlis. He says, the kolben is doch da, ich will sein da. So al kolponim, they should do tshuve in this mokim when I'm there, so they should do tshuve, so that will serve as the gemar kapore. That will enhance the kapore. That's one pshat. Then he says another pshat, a very interesting pshat, that Chazal tell us, miyoyim shechora beis ha-migdosh nifseka choyme ben Yisrael avim shebashamayim. After Chuba B'Klal Yisrael avim shebashamayim, that the tefillahs cannot penetrate. So Memele, he told them as follows. He says, Ochim be'espeide, the oilam should get the varim, the oilam should be the seira to do tshuva. The hosim ka'im, I'm on the other side now. Now I'm on the other side of the choyme. So Memele, if I'm on the other side already, there's no choyme that's mafsik, and there'll be the seira b'tshuva, so that will be a good shasa koysher to be meire rachmem on Klal Yisrael. Zamiridike Bakante Pshat, Lake Yosef brings down this Pshat, that Achim Bespedoi, the Hosim Koimne, the Pshat is as follows. The Pasuk says, Nasati Lachom Mahalchim Bein Ha'imdim Ha'ele. A person is called a Mahalach. A person never remains in one Mokim. He's a Ha'ele. He's either going up or going down. But a person never stands in one madrege. He's a hoylach. Malachim are called oimdim. By them there's no musig of aliyah, there's no musig of yeride. They stay in one madrege. Kolzman, a person is alive, he's a hoylach, he can always become this Allah. After the ptire, so he's an oimed already. So the Meila, that's pshat that Rav told to Rav Shmuel Bashilas. Achim behespeid. Make a varim a hesped that the oilam should be nisoire b'tshuve. And it'll come out that I was misaviv that they should do tshuve. So then I'll be a hoilach over there also. So I'm a hosom kaimna. Don't benichtoch an oimit. I can't do anymore. I'm finished already. But if you'll make that, you'll be Moira the Hespit, so it comes out that I was Misav of the Tshuva of Klal Yisrael, so then I'll be able to have Schusim Afilo Afyenne Vel Teichet, so I won't remain an Oymed, I'll be a Hoylech. Zog the Gemara weiter. A very interesting Gemara, though. Right of this Gemara, we have to know a Sisrei Teich. Omalei Abaye Lerabe. Kegoin Ma, the son of Leikule Pumpedisoi. Abaye is Rabbe, such a modern kasha. He says, Rabbe, everyone in Pumpedisa hates you. Now, why did everyone in Pumpedisa hate him? Because Pumpedisa was a shtot of Ganovim. And Rabbe gave them Musa as they left and right. Rabbe tzach nish kishter. Rabbe, so they all hated him. So man, achim hesbeidu, who can make for you a warm hesped? They'll be so happy when you'll be nifta. Who'll be able to make for you a warm hesped? Oh, Malay, so he told them, mistaya at the rabbi bar afchon. He told them, these two, shinkanik, don't worry about baigadish ving the oilam. Zot Rashi, the trashi, the soni laikule pumpedisoi, mishum de muchach lohu, the mili de shmaye, he gave them teichoche. Upnei pumpedisoi ramboine, kidamrinen beshchitas chulen, pumpedisoi livyeich. If someone from pumpedise was malava you, Shani Ushpize. So you change where you plan to sleep at night. Because if they know where you're going to sleep, you'll wake up in the morning, you'll be missing your wallet and everything else. So you just tell them you're going one place and you sleep in another place. Yeah. Perhaps I'd like to tell over a Meirdik in Maisa I saw with Rabbi Yeruchem. Rabbi Ruchem was once in a stadt, stadt from Taiwan, Pnei Teire, Poshete, mention, and they were very honored that Rabbi Ruchem was together with them. They approached Rabbi Ruchem if he could say a Musa Shmuz in the shul. He knew that he wasn't a maggid, he didn't say Droshalach, he said Musa. He was a demanding person, he demanded from himself, he demanded from the Shaymin. He knew it's not for them. No, but Gebetten, he couldn't be Mishtamit. He was Maskim, I'll say a Shmuz. The Oilam was thrilled, and they put up a Kol Kairi. Rabbi Ruchem, Mirim Mashkiach, is going to say a Shmuz in the shul. The shul was packed to the rafters. Rabbi Ruchem. He started saying the Shmuz, and after 3 minutes, a third of the Oilam left, highly insulted. Another 3 minutes, the second, third, and after 9 minutes, was an empty shul. That was the Maisa. Rabbi Ruchem, a few years later, explained to someone shot in that Maisa. He told over as follows. He said when the times when they came over to South America from Europe, they came over to South America, there were savages there. So the savages never saw a horse, someone ride a horse. They weren't bakant and such a thing. So they saw someone riding a horse, they were moiridikna spoiled. So they like it's a creature with 6 feet, four on the bottom and two on the side. And it looks like a man, and it rides very quick. Was mamish, they couldn't get over it. Later, when they saw that the person got off the horse, they saw, oh, it's two, the person and the horse. So he says like this: in the yeshiva, the bnei yeshiva know that there's two halakim, there's the chelik al akame mal, and so on. Aferd v'sheiderei nahot. They know it's two. So memele, the purpose of the musa shmuz is to tell them vitzafiran zich v'tefer, so they don't get insulted because. Fakert, or helping them to how to guide the fair. But Dalton, they didn't get to this Hakori yet, so they think it's one, the Sus and the Menshazaina. So then they got very insulted that the Chedach Tzim Sus. So they thought, I'm insulting them. They didn't realize that, but Al Kaponim, it seems he wasn't the only one that his Musa wasn't appreciated. In Pumpadisa, Rabbi, the same problem. It also was said on deaf ears. Zog the Gemara weiter. Boy minei Rabbi Lozor meirav. Eizehu ben ho'ilom habo. Who is a ben ho'ilom habo? Omaloi voznecho tishman adovo miyacharech oleimer. Ze haderech l'chuboi kisaminu v'chisas me'ilu. Zog Rashi. Voznecho tishman adovo miyacharech oleimer. Ze haderech l'chuboi Ma'achay mitoscho, shetomus, tishmak sheyaimru, ze haderech shaholach bo, ze luchubo. That means everyone will envy the type of life he lived. Muftach shehu ben oilom abo. Rab Chanin omar, kol shadas raboisov neiche heimenu. Seems the shaila is who is nespoil from him. The first pshat was some of the those who were smaller than him are nespoil from his anhoge. And others say those his rebbes are at tzefriden with his anhoge. V'savavu b'ashuk ha'soifdim b'nei galila omri asei dvorim לפני מיתוסך, בני יהודה אמרי, עשי דבורם לאחר מיתוסך, ולוי פליגי מר כי אסרי ומר כי אסרי. זאת ראה שיעשי דבורם, a person in his lifetime, should do things שיימרו לפני מיתוסך בהספיתך, that it should be able to be related and said over בשעס תהספת. לאחר מיתוסך, היא, אלא שבגולו היו הסבתונים לפני המיתה, the Yehuda la'achar amita. That was the matzav amida. Was the name amita la'achar amita. Something more about it. Nan osam. Rabbi Elazar oimer. Shuv yom echad lifnei misoscha. Now, Emerson, Rabbi Elazar is saying a big chiddush that a tshuva a day before the misa is also choshev. It means even there was, he lived through a whole life without tshuva, but a tshuva lifnei a misa
is also very chashuv. Shalu talmidav, but one should make sure kaponim chaparayim lifnei amisa. Shalu talmidav es rabbeleze v'chi adam yedeye eze yom yom. Amalehen v'chol shkein. For Kelsons, he doesn't know. Yoshev hayoim shema yomos lamocha. Nimtza kol yomov v'tshuvi. Av shloima oma v'chachmosei v'chol eis. Yu b'gadecha levonim v'shemen al reishon v'reishcha al yechsav. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Omer Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Moshe leMelech shezimen es avodav lesude v'loikava lehem zman. He didn't tell them when the Suda will be. Pikrin shebehem kishtu es atzmon v'yoshvo al Pesach beis haMelech. They always wanted to be prepared. Who knows when they'll be invited to the Suda? Amru klum chosel beis haMelech. One can never know. So they were always prepared to go to the Suda. Tipshin shebehem holchu l'malachton. Amru klum yesh Suda b'loi teirach. So the Mephoshim say, so it means that they said, so we don't have to prepare ourselves now. Don't have to do tshuva now. We'll get warnings, storm warnings, when the zman will come. See, we'll get sick and those. Then we'll know that it's time to be misaken. But now we'll stop with the storm. The pisa im bikei shamelech es avodo. Pikchem shebem nichnesu lefonov shem mekushotem. They came with tshuva. Vatib shem nichnesu lefonov shem eluchloch. Samach ha-melech likas pikchim, v'koas likas tipshim. Oma ha-lolu shekishtu es atzma lesude, v'mekushit, v'edon shuver veri, yeshvu, v'yoichlu, v'yishtu. Ha-lolu shelokishtu atzma lesude, yamdu, v'yilu. They'll stand and see. Y'gvalde ketzar, they won't be able to partake from the sude. Chasonai shel rameya, משום רמיה אומר, אף הם נירים כמשמושם, משמשם, כמשמשם, that standing there, you don't see their בושה, אלא אלו ואלו יושמן, הלולו אוכלם, והלולו רעבן, הלולו שויסן, והלולו צמאים, שנמה, כה אמר השם, הנה עבודי, יחלו, ואתם תרעבו, הנה עבודה ישתו ואתם תצמאו. הנה עבודה יורנו מטוב לב, ואתם תצעקו מכאב לב. גמרתי כצער נגמס נפש, the realization what they could have accomplished, what they could have been זכה to, and לדאבוינם, they were not זכה to this. דבר אחר בכל איסיו בגודך הלבונים, אלו ציציס, ושמן על ראש חנא יחסר, אלו תפילן. Let us see Rashi. זאת רשי, בכל שכן, שמפני שאין ידע איזה יום ימוס, שיושב בתשובה, ימך לפני מיסוסי. זה ממילא, סדף אתון שובי ימך לפני מיסוסי, נמצא שושב בתשובה ימך לפני מיסוסי, נמצא כל יום עוב בתשובה. וגדך לבונים נשמוסך תהירה נקיה, כלום חוסר בית המלך, ביטמי עקל מוכן. ושמו יביא לנו לא ויפיסם, ואנו צריכים לקונס לסודה מקושוטים. חום יש סודה בלי תריך, עדיין יצטרך לתריך לצורך יסודה שבית המלך, ויש לנו שהוס, הרבה להזכשת, ימדו ויירו ואפלל מהבוא צדיקים יושבים ואיכלם, רשויים עמדם ורואים. עמי רואים מראים עמדם ורואים שמכן, אף הם היו נירם מן הקרויים, לשמש, כן, דרך המשורסם עמדם, אין כאן בושה. זה ציציס, שמלויבן הבגד, אלו תפילן שהם שם משמן טויב, טויב שם משמן טויב, נחסיב רואו כל עמי אורת, כי שם השם נקרא לך, ותנא רב אלעזר גדול אומר, אלו תפילין שבראש. Others say that שמן is איסייס neshem, neshama, melekim nishmas adam, that is b'roish, so this is the shemen al roishcha, this is the tefillin that the neshama shebemoyach is meshubet to the tefillin. Hodron aloch shayil, zok the Mishneh, mi shehechshech loy baderech, a person was baderech, and it got late, it's getting dark, and he has money on him, he has chafetzim. Noisen kisei lenochi. Zogt Rashi, mi ba'oid yoim. And it's still day. He gives the guy his money. He tells him to carry it. Vim ein imoy nochi. What if he doesn't have with him a guy? Mi nichoy ala chamoy. So then he puts it on the chamoyer, and we'll see later it's not poshut that the chamoyer should carry his chafetzim. There's a whole seder later. We'll see that when the chamoyer is moving, so then he puts it on the chamoyer, and when the chamoyer stops, he takes it off. It shouldn't be a problem of shvisas behemtoy. I mean, nichay al chamoyer. This is an hoge till kolzman is bader. He's an amokim sheinim ishtama. He gie le chotzer achitzayne. He reaches the outermost chotzer of the ear, which this is amokim hamishum already. So then finished. Then we don't have any more heterim. Noitel as a kelim hanitlim b'shabes. So the kelim which are not mukta, he takes off the chamer. V'sheinam nitlim b'shabes. Mater hachavolim v'asakim noitlim yaleim. So he loosens the chavolim, and the sakim fall off. Zot Rashi, b'mein imoy ayesh imoy lenochi odet kene meforish b'gmor. L'chotzer achitzoyne shel ir shumokim hamishtama rishon. This is the first mokim hamishtama ubo lefarik min hachamer. Noitel b'yodem e'olav kelim anitlam b'shabes. The kelim which are not mukta, he takes off. He unloads the chamer. The first halacha that it said in the Mishnah, noisen kisei lenochi. My time shori le rabbonon le meisev kisei lenochi. Now we had heard in Rashi. Rashi says he gave it to me ba'oid yoin. And ba'af al pikein the Gemara asks Akasha, my time shori le meisev lenochi. So Rashi says, "Varehu shluchoi lisaenu b'shabes." So we see from Rashi this svara we had once mentioned, "Amira la'akum." If that it is osur, there's an isur of amira la'akum in Shabbos. The isur of amira la'akum in Shabbos to do something Sunday that falls into the gather of the daber dovo. But that is also, one should not speak about to do a malacha in Shabbos, something which is not permitted to be done in Shabbos, you shouldn't tell a guy to do it on Sunday. But an amire la'akum erev Shabbos, it is no dabodova over there, it's not Shabbos. So there's a new isa, bareihu shluchai, midarabonon, Chazal said, yesh lichus la'akum, midarabonon, Chazal said, yesh liach l'dvar aveire. So it comes out that this guy that is carrying his money in Shabbos, he gives it to the guy, he tells the guy before Shabbos. Rashi seems to be medayik like that. There's involved a din shlichus lachumre. Will be carrying in Shabbos and Rishus HaRabim. They will matter this Amira. My time was shori le Rabbonu le Meisav Kisei Lenochi. And for the Gemara, Kim le Luhu le Rabbonu, Dein Odom Mamid Atzmei Al Mamoinei. A person cannot hold himself back Mila Hatzel Mamoinei. He's Baderech in Amokim Sakone. He can't remain there. So what is the alternative? See, the alternative is he should leave his money there go into the shtat. This is a tremendous nesoy.
And on the mamid atzme lahatzom amayin. Ilay sharis lay. Osei la suyei dalet ames b'shus harab. If you won't be matter, so hafalim. So,
here in this week's seder, la dibra teira la keneged yetzer ha-ho. There's sometimes that the shmira is, we have to be mad to other things, and other ones should not be nichshel and isurim chamurim. So memeila leishoris leosi lesiyud al damas mishus harab, we won't be able to be aimed ben nisoyim. So memeila, one should be boicher hara b'miyuta.
There's a very interesting Ramban. The Ramban says, he's chaylik with Abala Trumis. The Ramban says that they were only matter mishehechsher. He says there's two problems involved. Number one, he has the money in his hand. It's coming Shabbos. So the alternative is to throw away your money. Throw away your money. That's a shreklach in the soin. In other mami datzme. That's number one. Number two, Ramban says it'll be so desperate. Maybe it's not the shkia yet. That it's mutter. I mean, they'll think, Rabbi Netam and Dor, who knows? So bekitzer, it's a tremendous nesoyim. There they will matter. Zukta Ramban, but what will be if a person took out money in Shabbos? He has the same bulging wallet. He walked out in Shabbos, and now he sees in his pocket that he has a bulging wallet. What do you do now? No, here they won't matter anything, because you don't have this heter. You don't have the heter. The Rambam makes a tziruf, mi sheherchich baderech. The Mishnah wrote out black and white, the Nesoyin, his baderech and herchich, kann sich noch einreden, noch nicht der Schkie. Schkie ist mir juven, aber ich mal gehört von einem, wenn nur der Schkie bekommt. The kids are, so this person will fall in the soil. Masha ain't kein, if he knows Kloret Shabbos, they weren't afraid of this, and the middle of them, there's no heta. Yisraelik an the Balatumis wants to say, that if a person is in his house, and he knows that Ganovim are going to come into the house, and he wants to be metaltal his money to hide it, Shailav Tiltal Muktzah, we will see over here that here there were Mata Tiltal Muktzah also for this Misha Hershech. So the Baal HaTrumah says they were Mata. Baal HaTrumah says they were Mata him to be Pachad Momain, another Mamid Atzmei Al Momain, so they were Mata Tiltal Muktzah. The Ramban, here the Rashba is Moisev and the Ramban, they were only matter if there's a chash, he might be mavad al damas peshus harab. Here, just to hide the money in the house, he says there's no chash, he might be oiva adarais. So, memela here, they weren't matter. So, bekitzer, it's a machloikis harishoinim, if the heter is only in such a case of misha hirshich, or in another case of hefsid momen, they were also matter.